And New Year's Day is, of course, a big day for college football, one of the biggest games of them all, the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. And today is bigger than ever. It's the 100th. The Rose Bowl is also a festival of flowers, acres of them cut to cover those amazing floats in the annual Rose Bowl parade. That's happening for the 125th time today. Doug Drabeau of NPR's Only a Game is in Pasadena. And Doug, I'm sure host Bill Littlefield said, "I just can't go to sunny Southern California and miss this nor'easter that's coming, so send Doug."
Robin, like in sports and radio, sometimes people just have to step up, and I sacrificed myself.
That's right. Well, remind us, first Rose Bowl called the tournament East-West game. It featured Stanford and Michigan in 1902. But wait a minute, 1902 is more than 100 years ago, so why is this the 100th game?
Well, they held that first game, and they were expecting 1,000 fans. They got more than 8,000, so it was a little chaotic. They weren't really expecting that much of a crowd, that much of a scene. And it also was a massive blowout. Michigan was up 49-0, and the score would have been worse if not for two things. In those days, touchdowns were only 5 points, and they stopped the game early using sort of a little league style mercy rule. So they gave up on football until 1916. In the interim, they raced ostriches 1 year, and for about a dozen years, they raced chariot races because Ben-Hur was popular on Broadway at the time. But in 1916, they brought football back and it stuck.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of history. So give us some of your favorite Rose Bowl stories after the ostrich races.
Well, in 1929, poor Roy Riegels, a center for California, picked up a fumble and ran the wrong way down the field, not knowing what he was doing, and cost his team the Rose Bowl. Georgia Tech would beat California 8-7, and for the rest of his life, he was wrong way Roy.
Right.
So that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
And another story that I like is when they built the Rose Bowl in 1923, it was modeled after the Yale Bowl, but it was so unusual. It sits in the base of an arroyo, a little valley here in Pasadena. It was so unusual that the construction workers mounted a massive billboard that said stadium above it so that people would stop asking them what they were doing.
They know what it was. Well, and today in that stadium, a big game between the Big Ten champ, the Michigan State Spartans, and the Pac-12 champion, Stanford Cardinals. Two of the best college football teams in the country. So what should we expect?
Well, this is the second straight trip for Stanford, and they won. They beat Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl last year. This year, they come in ranked number 5 in the nation. The Spartans are ranked number 4 overall, and this is Michigan State's first Rose Bowl since 1988. Spartan safety Curtis Drummond told me about the reaction on campus in Lansing after the Spartans secured a trip to the game for the first time in 26 years.
They went nuts. There were people partying for days, couches burning. I grew up in Ohio, so a Big Ten country. So as a child watching the Rose Bowl and to be able to be a part of it now, it's almost surreal.
One important note, Michigan State will be playing without two-time team captain and linebacker Max Bulla. He was suspended for violating team rules, so that's a big loss for them on defense today.
Okay, there's that. And as we just heard, couches burning. Their parents must have been so proud. Doug Drabeau, he covers sports for NPR's Only a Game and is speaking to us from Pasadena, California, where the 100th Rose Bowl will be played today. Lucky you, Doug. Thanks so much.
Happy New Year, Robin.
Same to you. And of course, if football is not your thing, don't forget there's that annual Great Performances on PBS, a concert from Vienna to die for. That's today as well. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.